Well, today's topic is what to do when you really, really screw up. And so now you know why they asked me to do it, because I probably screw up more than anybody else in the room. I asked Theta because, of course, she's never made a mistake. So she's covering the other side, how to avoid those mistakes. But one of the things that we did is I put together a series of rules. For those of you who watched NCIS and Gibbs rules, these are my version of Gibbs rules. The first rule is don't screw up. The easiest mistake to correct is one that you don't make. The second one is, if you do screw up, fix it before anybody finds out about it. I always remember that when I was in law school, my litigation professor, Professor Ratliff, said, a good lawyer commits malpractice every day, he just doesn't let anybody find out about it. That stuck with me, and I found out it's actually true. So if you make a mistake, hurry up and correct it before it becomes a problem. Rule number three, be generous to the other side when they screw up, so when you inevitably screw up, they will let you off the hook. So, you know, I say it kind of facetiously, but it really is true, that the bankruptcy bar is different than, for instance, just civil litigation or general litigation. We see each other all the time. We're going to have cases with each other over and over and over again. And so if you see that the other side made a mistake, you don't want to take advantage of it just for a short-term benefit. You want to help them out, because you're going to see them again in a case. You're going to have them, and you want to help them out, because that way when you mess up, they will help you out. We're adversarial, but we're a small community, the bankruptcy community in Texas. And so it really is important for us. You know, I don't want other lawyers to get in trouble. I really don't. And I will go to bat with my clients to say, they messed up, stays lifted, but let's work out something for them to keep the car. Anything to say on that?
Are you going to go through all of your rules?
Just quickly.
Steve has about 452 rules, and I have two.
I only have 13. I thought 13 was a good number for rules for when you screw up. Then the next one is, when you make a mistake, admit it. And admit your fault. Don't try and blame it on the other side. Don't try and blame it on your staff. Don't try and blame it on the court. I have seen cases where, somebody messed up. If they would have just come to me and said, I'm sorry, I messed up, can we fix it? But no, they immediately filed pleading saying, it wasn't my fault, the court messed up and you messed up. And I have seen a number of cases where lawyers have gone to the judge, and if they're honest and forthright and say, I just messed up, the court will let them off the hook. I was talking to another attorney who said when he was a young lawyer, he went to the court, he admitted that he had made a mistake, and he said, Your Honor, I messed up. The court said, well, what do you think I should do about it? And he says, well, I think you should do this, which was a pretty harsh punishment. And the court looked at him and said, I think you're being a little hard on yourself. Go forth and sin no more. We have great judges here in Texas, and they don't want to see you get in trouble. And if they can, they're going to try and help you fix those mistakes. They really are. They don't want to see lawyers get in trouble. You're going to be in front of them. Now, if you're going to make mistakes over and over and over again, you don't want to rely on the court to always fix your mistakes, but be honest and admit your mistakes. And don't try and blame your staff. Don't try and throw somebody else under the bus. The excusable neglect standard is our friend, and be prepared to do that. Plan for your mistakes. Don't think you're ever going to screw up. You are going to screw up. Ask for help when you do make a mistake. I know I'm kind of your rule, ask your friends for help. That's part of it. Ask your friends first, then ask your opponent, then ask the court. I messed up pleading a reaffirmation agreement. And I went to the other side and said, look, you know, I put the wrong numbers in the blank. And they said, that's fine. You know, we owe you a couple favors. Send me the revised reaffirmation agreement. They signed it. The court entered that as an amended reaffirmation agreement. And we went on down the road without having to have a big fight about it and file a bunch of pleadings and everything else. You know, and that's again, why you're nice to your opponent. Encourage your staff to point out your errors before you make them. I have trained my staff that don't just assume that because I'm the lawyer that I'm going to, that I know what I'm doing. You know, they come to me and say, you know, you said this, or you're filing this, are you really sure you want to do that? And it's like, no, I'm not. Thank you very much. You know, some people, you know, their staffs are afraid of them. You know, they're afraid if they come to them that, you know, that they're going to yell at them or something else. No, I want my staff to come and tell me when I'm about to make a mistake. The next rule, learn from your mistakes. Better yet, learn from other people's mistakes. And I loved this quote. A smart man makes a mistake, learns from it, and never makes that mistake again. But a wise man finds a smart man and learns from him how to avoid the mistake altogether.